T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I saw this piece, and it demands there's something in here that's a little bit different. Headline, Washington Post. Oh, I see their slogan, democracy dies in darkness, underneath. Yeah, that's a... Tipping fatigue is real, especially for travelers. It's their travel guide, lifestyle. What is it about tipping that makes people lose their minds? I'm still reeling from the vitriol that came my way following a recent column in which I argued tipping should not be about ourselves, but about food service workers trying to earn a living. Meaning, you ought to tip, or the employer ought to pay them rather than having this free-floating system. So, travel expert Christopher Elliott, who writes a Navigator column for the Post, thinks people responded with such disdain because they're really angry about the lack of price transparency. The price isn't the price anymore. Tipping isn't just a restaurant issue. But then after some bobbing and weaving, they come to this conclusion. They say there are a number of people, many of the readers who wrote me said, they don't like the anxiety that comes with tipping. What are these people? Who are these weirdos?
Come on.
What's fair, they worry. They're concerned they'll insult someone or tip too much. Another said, I always tip. I just struggle to determine how much to tip. And she said, of course, there are guides. Then she opens up the classic thing, do you tip before or after taxes? Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So is there anxiety in tipping? I'm looking to put you on the couch here. You call, Joe will get you in there. Dan will get you in there. And again, what is behind? Is this, I don't know, is it too broad to say it's a tendency towards socialism or something like? In other words, people don't get it, that this ought to be a pleasure. Because Dan, you know, you worked in, we'll give you a resume of what you were. I only worked in a bar restaurant. And tipping wasn't involved for what I was doing, but tipping was a large part of what happens there, of course. The idea being that somehow or another, people don't want this. It's a perk, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perk where even if you're middle class, lower middle class, you're making a determination when you go out about service and about everything. It's a broader thing rather than just money and tipping.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's not an anxiety thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a pleasure.
I'll get lambasted for saying this, Dom, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think this all stems from my generation not knowing how to address common problems through adulthood.
That may be part of it, too. That's exactly it.
Because it's not a big deal. It's not like it's a horrible thing or it's hard to do. It's you add 20% onto the bill and then you tip.
Right.
And as they say, price transparency. Well, the prices are on the dang menu. Do the math as you go so you'll realize how much extra you're going to have to tip.
Exactly right. And, if you know, I don't want that. If you want to tip more, you want to go a little bit, you think this was substandard. I mean, how difficult is the math?
In fact, I get insulted when there's gratuity added onto the bill.
Right, exactly.
Because I feel to myself, I know how much I want to tip. If I have a party of six or more, it's not like I'm going to tip you any less. I'm still going to tip 20% on the bill, at least.
Now, do you tip pre-tax? You worked in the industry or post-tax?
Post-tax.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with tipping pre-tax.
No, there's not.
No. And I know it's a minimal amount, all that type of stuff, so it depends
on
the
rule is 20% or over, pre- or post-tax. Either way, if you do it pre-tax, it's still going to be over 15%. Which I think is the standard for the
industry. Well, it's probably be closer to 18 many times,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, exactly.
So I say as long as you tip 15%, I have no complaints.
Right. So are these people, are they out there? They can't calculate it. You know?
It's not. You just move the decibel and multiply by two.
Right. Is that what it is? But I'm reading this here. What's fair, they worry. They have anxiety that comes with tipping. They're concerned they insult someone or tip too much. I like Dan's insight. I don't want to bash millennials all the time, but millennials are younger even. not having experience with this or not wanting to deal with it or not knowing how to deal with it, I mean, you have your phone there. If it's a calculation, you want to do it and you want to make sure you're correct, right?
Well, I think the anxiety stems from an extreme fear of negative personal interaction.
With the person you're tipping?
Yes.
Okay. And you think no matter what you do, you got to overtip because you don't want them looking at you like you're cheap or you didn't give enough or something like that.
Yeah, or a lot of the times I could see it being that you don't want to undertip somebody in fear of returning to the restaurant and getting the same server.
Okay.
But it's all just moot. I don't know. There's rules to live by. And from everybody that I've met in the service industry, as long as you tip 15, 20%, you know, you're happy.
Yeah, exactly right.
And a lot of times, or a couple times, if you're a good enough server, you'll get much more than 20%.
I think the most I've tipped was 25. The service was excellent, but there was a story involved. This woman was working her way through Penn and talked to Ro and I two or three times. We went into this place in Wildwood. So, you know, that was kind of the thing. 855-839-1210, you'll get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Do you have anxiety over this? And where would that come from? Now, Dan, I would say this. If you're out on a first date and it's a guy and all that stuff, you don't want to appear to be cheap. Maybe there's a little bit of anxiety attached to that.
Understandable.
Guess. Yeah, that's about it, though. But after that,
yeah,
there's no anxiety. These people are trying to take away tipping. This has happened before. Yeah, and you're right. It's being married to millennial stuff and something else in the air. That they want this to be kind of like everything is paid in advance, the employer pays this, and there's no more tipping.
Yeah, and a lot of seasoned servers that I know, they know that everything balances out over time.
Right.
So the anxiety is completely misplaced because even if you were to stiff the server, which shouldn't happen, but even if you were, servers don't get that upset about it because they know down the road, karma will probably give them a bigger tip than they deserve.
All right, so 855-839-1210. We're looking for somebody who's in this camp. I'm reading some of these quotes, some of the stuff that this woman got by this column. What's fair, they worry. They're concerned they'll insult someone or they'll tip too much. Why would that be a concern? I mean, is it a math thing? Are they morons?
Yes.
All right, that part.
Yes,
yeah,
to everything,
though. Yeah, I'm not saying Philadelphia public schools. I'm not taking shots here, but... You know, if the tip fits, wear it.
I hate to throw the girlfriend under the bus, but Maisie is an accountant, and okay. She pulls out her phone to do the calculation for tip every time.
Well,
and
she wants to be precise. Now,
doing 20%, so I tell her, move the decimal over a place and multiply by two.
What's the tip that you put down for having ZD at the Olive Garden the other night? This woman's a keeper. I'm off the Olive Garden thing. Don't send me anything on it. But the ZD was a nice touch.
Yeah, I think the bill came to something like $46. So we gave, I want to say, $10.
Okay. That was an appropriate tip, I think. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty high thing for two people for the Olive Garden, though.
Yeah, well, we had an appetizer and lasagna frita.
The appetizers will drive up the bill. All right, you get in, and at the end, I'm going to hit you with our Halloween candy clash. I'll give you a match. You just tell me who's the winner. But I'm looking for somebody. Come on, fess up to it, even if you have to use a name. This is Washington Post. Many of the readers who wrote me that were upset said they don't like the, quote, anxiety that comes with tipping. What's fair, they worry. They're concerned they'll insult someone or tip too much. One reader said, I always tip. I just struggle to determine how much to tip. So this woman, Dan, writing this says, well, there's a tipping guide at the Emily Post Institute. See what Emily Post says on this. Or how about common sense? The Dan Borowski Institute here. You're going with 20% unless there's some compelling reason to go up a little bit. Or it's not that good and you're going to go down a little bit.
More commonly, we go up than go down. The only excuse to go down is if you're completely ignored. But even if you're having a bad server, I always chalk it up to just have the server having a bad day.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. So you've been in the industry more. I wouldn't go quite that far. You still got to, you know, I take a look. Are they really busy? Mm-hmm. Is it that type of thing?
Yeah, I weigh that
but
into it as well.
I'm probably not going to go, you're right, under the 2%. I'm going to try to go to 22%.
Yeah. Yeah.
If possible. Something like that.
I would go
25
higher.
25 is the outer. We're getting it at the outer edge. Have you ever given more than 25?
Well, there's been times where the bill has came due $26 and we give a total of $36.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. And she's an accountant. I don't know. She goes along with it. All right, let's go. Now, Roe, of course, you've heard me tell the story that the woman spends $3,000 a year on cards. Everybody gets a card for everything.
I've never gotten a card from Roe.
If I tell her that tonight, she already wants to send one to Joe for his Sinatra sensation.
So Joe gets one before I get
he
one.
He does so far. Yes, he's got a thing about Joe. He's this mysterious figure.
I want a weekly card from Roe.
All right. If that came up with, she would come up with it. It's stunning. How do you spend that much on cards? That's a lot of cards. Let's go to Jim and Wayne. Jim, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good, Jim.
Hey, I just think it's a riot because there's so many different situations. It's almost Seinfeldian. Like, the most obvious thing is people are cheap. Number two, people have math anxiety and they won't admit it. And then suppose you go to your favorite Chinese joint all the time. You really don't for takeout. You really don't have to tip, but you feel like you want to because you like them because they take care of you.
Right.
To me, the math anxiety is the funniest.
Okay, well, but...
People just won't admit it.
You have a phone, though, right? Or I always carry a pen. You have a piece of paper and a pen. You can't figure it out.
Exactly. I mean, it's...
Particularly when it's 20%, you know, maybe you're not to the penny, but let's say it's $64. You got to know that 13's a little bit above, right?
Yeah, I mean, how hard is it to round things out? Hey, it's $60. 10% is $6. You know, you go on from there. And then again, you know, I know you don't like to do it, but I love to pick on the younger generation. Once again, we're witnessing the triumph of cultural Marxism. Every standard of behavior in our culture is being questioned.
Well, I like what Dan said, though. This may be sort of a quasi-millennial type of thing where everything produces anxiety. There's something like that. You're kind of right. He's the one who fingered it. All right, let me give you a match. This is a big one. M&M's versus local favorite Peanut Chews. M&M's is a number one seed. Peanut Chews was a 5.
M&M's can't even stand in the same room as Peanut Chews. I've been ripping my teeth out on them for decades.
All right, I'm going to have to use
No. You're not overruling Peanut
I'm
Chews,
I'm overruling
Dom.
Peanut Chews.
You didn't even know peanut what Peanut Chews were
Listen,
yesterday.
There's a backstory.
You thought Peanut Chews were peanut brittle until
that's
I showed
true,
you
but
a
there's
peanut
a backstory.
Yesterday.
Here's a man, Jim, a cheap man with a bag of Peanut Chews he's carrying around that he's going to give to kids. That's what we're faced with here.
No, you know what, Dom? Before Jim continues, I want to explain. I got a 100-count bag of Peanut Chews to give out to kids for Halloween, and it's solely so I can, you know, have commentary on the parents who refuse to go Halloween
with
the kids with the peanuts and the peanut allergies. No,
and
I'm giving away these
product.
Dang Peanut Chews.
All right, well, thank you, Jim. I got to overrule on that. M&M's can't go down to a
Can I overrule your overrule?
Well, I have to check the committee on that. then we're all out of executive.
I'm
going
to get
challenges.
Joe to vote on this, and then
okay, all right. We'll let Joe vote on. He's screening calls, but I don't know that. No, I got M&M's got to continue. This is America's favorite. You can't be a homer with.
But you're
chews.
Trying to trash Philadelphia's favorite in Peanut Chews.
So, all right.
It's still not Philadelphia. Still would take M&M's over those Peanut Chews.
Joe, we need your ruling.
All right. Well, we'll get that.
Joe's coming on right now.
All right, Joe. So he wants to use his executive challenge to overrule mine. You can't do that. Supreme Court has spoken. On each case.
Now, which were the candies? I was on the phone.
M&M's and Peanut Chews.
M&M's.
The caller went M&M's. The caller went Peanut Chews. Dom would like to use his executive challenge to have it as M&M's.
M&M's.
I want to overrule his executive challenge with my own, saying it's
can't
Peanut
do
Chews.
That.
No, you can't do that.
Thank you, Joe. Thank
I'm all
you
for
again.
M&M's.
All right, Rose, send that man a card. Send that man a card. All right, so I've used up my executive challenge. That was a great call. The guy was confident. He's bashing millennials. Then he goes Peanut Chews over M&M's. Give us a break.
At Dom Show 1210, I want to see all the flames come out on a Dom.
All right. Please rule on that. At Dom Show 1210, there's no way you can go with Peanut Chews over M&M's. Come on. There's so many different varieties. The commercials are great. Where's the Peanut Chew people? Talking about this Washington Post piece that started off, and I'm reading and thinking, about travel and how you have to tip so many people when you travel up and down the line because if you don't tip them, they're not making anything. And you have to carry, rolled up 20s with you all over the place, right? And in the middle of it, they pivot that this author doesn't like tipping overall. And many readers told her they don't like the anxiety that comes with tipping. Dan's insight, millennial problem again. What's fair, they worry. They're concerned they'll insult someone or tip too much. They struggle to determine how much to tip. What the heck is going on? I mean, if you're alive at all, you're not under a rock, and you've gone out a few times a year, 20 times, 30, 40 times a year, whatever, right? You have a sense at some point. Dan, do you think there are people out there, say, right now, if we could ask kids in area high schools, 17 or 18-year-olds, if you ask them, what's the percentage that's the standard that you tip? Don't you think 95% of them ought to say something like 15% or 20%?
Yeah.
You think they would?
I do.
Okay, so then where is the breakdown here of not knowing how much to tip? What is it that's operational here? Is this just another institution? There is some edge to this where people don't like this. They think there's something wrong with working for tips. You ought to be paid what you're worth. Everybody would get paid the same thing then. They want to attack the employer. Love to hear from you if you're the employer in an industry where there are tips. The other thing is, too, they're right about this, not just with travel, but that I think tipping has extended now. Around Christmas, we usually do this to a gazillion occupations that are out there where maybe everybody shouldn't be tipped in a particular job. 855-839-1210. You get a line. All right, let's go to Stan in Allentown. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Stan, good morning. Yo, Stan, are you there? What the heck's happening here? I put him on hold. All right, let's go to Dave in Trenton. Dave, you're with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Dave.
I'm talking about tipping, right?
Yes.
Okay, when it comes to me with tipping, 20%.
Also. Okay.
If they're really, really good, then I'll give them more. If they're obnoxious, I might go to 15%.
Okay.
But if they work, if they're not very good, but they work really hard for you, I'll give them a little bit more.
Yeah, that's a good way of it. Well, Dave, why is this so hard for people that they feel anxiety over it? Have you ever seen it? I mean, what's the problem?
I don't know. You know, you're not, like, some people, like, you're not supposed to tip on liquor, but I tax and all. I don't care. I don't like when they add the gratuity onto it.
But. Sure, absolutely.
Because last time they did that to me, I was on a date. So you don't want to act like you're cheap. Look at the bill. So they added a 25%, an 18% gratuity, and then I gave the guy 20% on top of that. I turned around, I gave this guy like a $50, $60 tip.
Well, wait a minute, though. You had anxiety there. Let's break that down.
No, there wasn't anxiety. I was a little PO'd.
Well, why did you do it, though? Why didn't you raise a ruckus? Were you afraid you look like some cheap guy in front of this woman?
No, I didn't look that they added a gratuity.
Oh, okay.
Usually on a deuce, they don't add gratuity.
Yeah.
It's usually six or above.
All right, when did you see it, though?
After I left the restaurant, and
okay.
The tip.
Yeah,
the guy came up and shook my hand. I wonder why he was shaking my hand.
I think I'd go back. I'd be a tough one, a tough sell to say, hey, you got to give me something here. I completely didn't see this, and I resent it. Let me give you a candy matchup with that as a background. What are you liking here, Dan? Oh, boy, this is a tough one. All right. I'll give you a 3-2 matchup now. We're moving into another round. Hershey Kisses, one of my favorites, is a 3. Snickers is a 2.
I probably take Kisses.
Yes, good man.
They're easy to eat. And can I tell you about Jane Fonda?
Sure.
She got her degree in astrophysics, whatever she's saying, climate change.
Yes.
At the University of Hanoi.
Well put. All right. Now, you guys, this is a cultural test. Dan, when you think of Jane Fonda, what comes to your mind? Nothing? Oh, you're doing something there. Okay. Yeah. Some people, Vietnam generation, University of Hanoi, that fits. All right, let's play Jane Fonda. We've been teasing it here. Here's Ms. Fonda talking to this ABC interviewer why she's moved to Washington, because every Friday now she goes and protests at the Capitol. This could be our chance to get Jane Fonda on the air about little Greta, the 16-year-old from Sweden, has inspired her. But for decades, she does remark, she has been a climate scientist for decades and decades.
I mean, there's so many issues.
Vote.
There's so many issues.
No, there's only one. There's one issue that will determine the survival of our species. Mm. This is not hyperbole. This is real.
Was there a turning point for you on this issue? I mean, your passion is palpable.
I've been a climate scientist for decades and decades, but it was Greta Thunberg, this little Swedish girl holding her sign every Friday in front of the Swedish parliament. That's why I've chosen Friday, too. And all the student strikers all over the world who have really risked a lot and given up a lot in order to say, wake up, old people. How come you're not standing with us? You've taken our future away. We have to lead the way. I mean, are we who we are? We are the United States of America. We have to lead the way. And if we do, they'll follow suit.
All right. So Jane Fonda then goes on to say that she has been a climate scientist for decades and decades. Yeah, here's a little bit more now to finish the thought.
I want to make a commitment to climate change. The student climate strikers have really inspired me to do more than I've been doing. And so I said, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. I'm going to do something that, you know, it's not easy for me right now. But I'm moving here, and I'm going to be here through Thanksgiving and Christmas and sleet, rain, whatever it is. Every Friday at 11 o'clock in front of the Capitol, we're having an action. You know, Greta Thunberg, the Swedish student, she said, we have to behave like our house is on fire, because this is a crisis.
You've written quite a lot about how Greta has inspired you. I was reading one of your tweets where you said that get out of your comfort zones, like you just said, stop acting like business as usual, behave like we're in a crisis. Are the kids really leading the adults on this one?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they didn't have anything to do with getting us into this mess. And they're saying, come on, you know, you're taking our future away from us. We need you to support us. And so grandmas unite. I want to stand with them and raise up their, you know, their message. This is serious. This is a crisis unlike anything that has ever faced humankind. The reason that I'm here every Friday with Fire Drills Friday is because I think every single human being has to say, what can I do to put this in the front? I mean, look at everything. You know better than I do. Everything that's going on in the news. Well, we have to fight our way through that and find ways to get climate change in people's minds. They have to.
All right. So here's, Dan, do you have that other one now where she said she's been a doctor? Okay. All right. So Jane Fonda now saying, University of Hanoi. She's been a climate scientist for decades and decades. The rest is the inspiration for that.
I've been a climate scientist for decades and decades.
You know, the people they put in to do these interviews, I admit, it's Jane Fonda. It's a big get. You get her on this thing with ABC. But my God, at some point, somebody, there was no reaction to that. Well, what do you mean by that? You know, what's your background? Climate scientist. All right, let's go to Len in Runnymede. Len, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Len, welcome in.
How you doing, sir?
Very good, Len.
Very, very anxious. I get a lot of anxiety when I order something and pick it up, like a hoagie or a cheesesteak or something. I walk in and there's a tipping jar there. That, to me, is not associated with the traditional tipping of, you know, tipping for service and expecting a certain service.
Well, then we're going to help you. We'll give you the committee. We'll give you a ruling on that so that you'll be bolstered. Now, look, we should give a card out to people, Dan, if we could produce that. You're authorized to do what in this situation? I say you don't have to tip. Dan, what do you say?
I can go with you. Don't have to tip.
And Joe, any comment there? Do you have to tip? All right, Joe's doing something else. No, you don't have to tip in that situation. Lenny, if you have a little bit of change and you feel like I go to Sowat Works or something like that. There's a little bit of change at the end. Sure. 50 cents, 75 cents, a dollar, if you feel like. You can do that.
No. Big no. They're getting hourly paid. They're not like the traditional $2 and a half an hour from the diner where they have to split their tips, those waitresses, and they have to actually work hard to get it. No, I don't fall for that. Same thing at the here. You go to a major supermarket now. I can't stand it. Past 3 or 4 months, I walk in, I pay the bill. It's like $10.79, and they go, and they ask me every time, round up to pay such and such a.
The charity at once or another, right?
And yeah. I say no, round down.
Okay, well, you don't have anxiety. That was a test of us. I said you can do it if you want, but you're under no obligation to tip there. Let me give you a match, Lenny.
Okay.
Number two, this is the fruit side. Number two. $1,000 and a 7-seed Airheads.
It's going to have to be Twizzlers.
Twizzlers advances. Nicely played, Lenny. Thank you.
I got one comment on the Kisses.
Yes.
Only the traditional silver-wrapped Kisses. Not acceptable with the red and green wrap. Unacceptable.
Thank you. It's a nice Christmas thing. A kiss in any size, Dan. I don't care what the wrapping is fine.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.